In the 1800s, it's estimated there were around 4 billion chestnut trees in the forests of the Appalachian Mountains, with New Hampshire marking the northern limit of the tree's range. In some places, chestnuts accounted for 1 in 4 hardwoods in the typical forest, and that made them a somewhat dangerous place.
It's like standing in a minefield.
It is.
Todd Ross is a volunteer with the New Hampshire chapter of the American Chestnut Foundation. He took me to a site in Canaan, where there are a few trees that are blighted but have managed to survive so far and are still pelting the landscape come harvest time.
They're like coconuts, you know. If they hit you in the head, it's going to hurt.
If you've never seen a chestnut burr, they look like spherical green sea urchins about the size of a lime. After falling off the tree, the protective husk dries out, splits, and peels open, exposing a cluster of delicious nuts inside. These spiky shells used to litter forest floors on the seacoast and along the Connecticut River Valley, until in the early 1900s, a Chinese chestnut blight swept through New England.
It was the single greatest ecological disaster this country has ever seen, and nobody remembers it. How would people feel if New England lost the sugar maple, if there was no more maple syrup? How would we feel about that? How would we feel about the fall foliage that would be lost if we lost the sugar maple? So that's the feeling that I try to convey to people, that is analogous to the loss of the American chestnut.
Before you say, whoa, spiky falling coconuts, I'm glad we don't have those in the woods, consider the virtues of the tree. It grows tall, straight, and fast, and it's hardwood, so it yields great timber. Its lumber is rot-resistant, so some century-old New England barns still have their original chestnut wood sill plates. And unlike other lumber trees, they can produce 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of nuts per acre each year.
I would say the nuts are most important.
You're patting your stomach as you say this.
Yeah.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
There's a reason for the song. They are delicious, and pretty good for you, too. Though nowadays, most of the nuts that you find in gourmet food stores are different species imported from Italy, China, or South Korea. That's because in 1906, an Asian chestnut blight snuck into the States through the New York Botanical Garden and made short work of the American chestnut population. Gary Robertson, another Chestnut Foundation enthusiast, says within 40 years, billions of trees were dead or dying. It hit Appalachia hard. A lot of people there relied on selling chestnuts to earn some money or to feed their livestock.
The advance of the blight down the Appalachian Mountains happened to coincide with the Great Depression. So it was devastating. But also, there was no alternative. You couldn't go and get a job in the middle of the Great Depression.
But up and down the East Coast, including in New Hampshire, the chestnut is on its way back. The American Chestnut Foundation is crossing blight-resistant trees grown in a research orchard in Virginia with hundreds of blight survivors around the country, like the ones in Canaan. They call this the Restoration Chestnut. So far, about 30% of the trees they've bred are blight-resistant, and the foundation thinks that reintroducing thousands of these trees will speed up the selection process, and they hope to get that figure up to 80% resistant. But first, they have to collect the hybrid nuts from the Canaan trees, and that's where volunteers like Gary Robertson and Todd Ross come in. Ross will collect the hand-fertilized nuts 70 feet up in a bucket truck.
All set.
While Ross heads up in the bucket to gather the nuts that are part of New Hampshire's contribution to the foundation's reforestation plan, Robertson and I stand around with the truck crew and have a snack.
Yeah. Can you eat that raw?
Yeah.
And would it be good? Like, would I enjoy it? Kind of reminds me of something, but I'm not sure what.
I hate to state the obvious, but it tastes like a chestnut.
Ross and Robertson estimate that the reforestation project will take around 200 years, and they will have to pass the baton long before there are healthy chestnut forests up and down the East Coast. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.